Well, hello there. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber here at the Word of the King at Holiness Bibles for the Blind.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 tells us that where the Word of the King is, there is power. We may say unto him, what doest thou?
And today, on the Word of the King, my brother Kay Wolfgang is going to bring forth a message to you straight from the infallible, inerrant, perfect, preserved Word of God. I pray now, may the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever, by the power of the Holy Spirit, minister to your soul.
Luke chapter 16. All right. Luke chapter 16. And we're going to begin at the 19th verse, and then he knows right where I want him to end there, so he's just going to start at the 19th verse. Luke chapter 16, starting at the 19th verse.
When you have to say amen.
Amen.
There was a certain rich man which was sold to purchase fine linen and borrowed company every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of gold and desired to feed with the trunk which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dog came and licked his sore. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angel into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in a hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he tried and said, Father, thou Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented, and his name is famous. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in lifetime received thy good things, good things, and likewise Lazarus, every good thing, but he now is comfortable and thou art torment.
I'd like to use for our subject tonight.
Uh-huh.
Are you prayed up?
Yes.
Fired up?
Yes.
And ready to go?
Yes.
Let's say that together. Are you prayed up?
Yes.
Are you fired up?
Yes.
And ready to go?
And ready to go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That choir sound is fired up too.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. As I approach this, I like to approach it this way, if a man. Put a little testimony of my own. Back in 1986, I got saved. Back at that point in time, before then, I was in the Church of Christ, and then, of course, I became a Catholic as I went to the School for the Blind. Well, lo and behold, there was this girl named Gloria Mack. And she carried a Bible under each arm, a Braille Bible. Luther drawn under one arm, and Acts through Galatians under the other. And she was looking for everybody and anybody she can get. And she wasn't looking for a divine boyfriend, neither. She was looking to tell them the old story. She was wanting to tell them of a literal place called hell.
Yes.
She wanted to warn everybody and anybody that there was a literal place called hell.
Yes.
That there in hell the worm dies not.
Amen.
And the fire is not quenched.
Okay.
Probably some of us don't believe that. Some of us don't believe in a bottomless burning pit.
Yeah, well.
To where you'll burn and suffer for eternity.
Yes.
The pastor every Wednesday night is telling us how to get prayed up.
Well.
on Sunday, and Wednesday night, they're telling you how to get ready to go. But the question is, it's all your project to get fired up and ready to tell somebody about your old story.
Amen.
Amen.
In 1990, at the Bible Baptist Church, right out there on Route 20, on a Wednesday night, just like tonight, I was called to preach.
All right.
A missionary came to town. His name was David Cummings. His message, it only takes one to make a difference. And I want you to know tonight that it only takes one to make a difference.
All right.
Now, I may not look that big. I may not have the blessing of vision as some people do. But I want you to know something. This last year, see, when I was called to preach, I was called to a blind ministry. A ministry to help people with Bibles they cannot see.
All right.
Large print, braille, or cassette. We also have a cassette ministry where we send out cassette sermons. We're in the process of some new sermons that we've gotten, and some of our old ones are trying to format them so they're easier to copy. When they're done, though, hello, Sammy, you're going to be doing a lot of recording for us because we want some sermons from here.
All right.
Amen. We already got some good preaching in there. We want some more.
Amen.
You hear me, you little kids? You're going to be getting it on Wednesday night, too.
Amen.
Amen. A little bit for preaching. And we send these cassettes. We've sent them already to approximately 8 different states. And countless people. Some even that are in the Navy and on ships. We've shipped them out onto the ships to some of the military. And that's been a blessing. This last year we duplicated and used 613 cassettes. In 1 year.
Amen.
In 5 years we already burned out one dual bed. And I'm not talking about just burn out a bell. Something you can replace. We're talking about we burned the barn because of the control. It wouldn't work no more. It's gone. We had to get rid of it. God provided us another machine.
Amen.
Now here's God's blessing. You ready to shout?
Sure.
In a couple of months, we're not only going to have one duplicator, we're going to have two.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. In the family, we're going to have a 5-disc CD player. So that we can take sermons off the disc and put them down on a cassette and ship them out.
Amen.
Or we can get the People's Baptist Choir CD too.
Amen.
Amen. Might as well say hallelujah. Now, you know how much cassette that would be if we was to take that 613 tapes and stretch it out, pull a ribbon out of the tape. You really know how much cassette that is? How about 114,937 yards. That means we'd be going up and down the football field approximately 114 times. That's a lot of success. And you know what? I've never complained once about the 35 hours I spent in front of that tape deck every week. Not one.
All right.
Why? Our text tells you tonight. Because there is a literal hail.
All right.
Where the water died and the fire is not quenched. You know, there was a church that had a preacher. They fired him. And this fellow was telling his friend about they had fired a preacher about this other preacher. And he said, well, why did you fire a first preacher? Well, he preached on hell all the time. Well, what did your preacher preach about? Well, he preached about hell too. And they said, well, that don't make sense. If you fired one for preaching about hell, and you still got another one who preached about hell, what's the difference? I think there is. The one preacher preached on hell as if he was glad to see people go. But the second one preached like it broke his heart. I want you to know tonight, it breaks my heart. heart to know people are dying and going to hell. It hurts to know that people are dying and going to a Christless hell for eternity. And if people don't believe that, it has never mattered to me to have a piece of paper on my wall saying Reverend on it. It never mattered. It mattered to me that I could go win somebody to Jesus.
I go all night talking about what hell hell really is. But the problem is, who you got on that?
Well.
But I want you to know there is a little place called hell.
That's right.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee. Of God I come, I come. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, thy love unknown hath broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yes, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come.
Well, we're told, but as many as are the works of the law are under the curse, for cursed be everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, we're told in the book of Galatians. Oh, but here it is. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Repent ye and believe the gospel, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, shall cleanse you from all sin, for if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Venial, mortal, sin, whatever you call it, all unrighteousness. God is faithful to forgive those who confess their sins to him through faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection alone. For by grace he is saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, Call upon the Lord today. This is Evangelist Timothy Groover. Till next time, God bless you and yours.